Noah's Ark, Genesis 9:13. I have set my rainbow in the clouds as a sign of my promise. Never again will the waters become a flood. Many years had passed since the day Adam and Eve were forced to leave the Garden of Eden. The world was full of people who had become very wicked. So the Lord said,
I will destroy these people whom I have created.
But there was a man named Noah, who loved the Lord with all his heart. God was pleased with Noah, and he said,
I am going to send a great flood upon the earth to destroy every living thing. Only you and your family will be saved.
God told Noah to build a large boat called an ark out of gopher wood.
The Lord said, this ark should be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall, and have three decks. Now we're going to bring two of every kind of bird and beast, male and female, into this ark.
Noah did all that God had asked him to do. So Noah, together with his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and his wife and his sons' wives, built the ark. They brought plenty of food aboard for themselves and the animals to eat. Soon the animals came to Noah and were loaded into the ark two by two.
Keep them coming, Shem. Keep them coming. That's it. Move them along. Where are those two kangaroos?
Two of every living creature aboard, God shut the door on Noah and his family. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The earth was flooded for 150 days. God sent a warm heavenly breeze to dry the earth. Noah waited 40 days before he opened the window. Then he sent out a dove. But the dove could find no dry place and returned to the ark. Noah waited 7 more days before sending the dove out again. This time, the dove returned with an olive leaf in its beak, a sign that there was dry land. Noah waited 7 more days and again sent the dove out. But this time, the dove did not return. Then God said to Noah,
come out of the ark with your wife and your sons and their wives and all the animals.
Noah was thankful.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my family. You are a wonderful God.
God made a promise never again to destroy the world with floodwaters. As a sign of his promise, he set a beautiful rainbow in the sky.